This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin today. The session, which will continue till 21st of August, will have a total of 21 sittings. This is the first Parliament session after Operation Sindoor. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that important legislative and other business have been identified for being taken up during this session. More from our correspondent.
During the session, 17 bills are expected to be taken up for discussion and passage. Important legislation including Jan Vishwas, Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 will be taken up. The Bills of Lading Bill 2024, the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2024, the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024, the Indian Ports Bill 2025, the Income Tax Bill 2025 are also likely to be taken up for discussion. The government has said it is ready to discuss important issues to be raised in Parliament. With Suparna Sekia, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Yesterday, the government held an all-party meeting to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The meeting was convened to seek cooperation from opposition parties for the smooth conduct of the session. Floor leaders of different political parties representing the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha attended the meeting. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju stated that the government is prepared and ready to discuss any other important issue on the floors of the houses as per rules of both houses.
हमने ये रिक्वेस्ट किया है कि सदन अच्छा से चले के लिए पक्ष और विपक्ष मिल करके हमको काम करना होगा आपस में कोऑर्डिनेशन अच्छी तरह से रखना होगा हम पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज अलग अलग विचारधारा का हो सकता है मगर पार्लियामेंट का सदन अच्छी तरह से चले ये सबका जिम्मेदारी है अपोजिशन का भी जिम्मेदारी है और सरकार का भी जिम्मेदारी है
The monsoon session of Bihar legislature will begin from today. 5-day session will be held up to July 25th. The monsoon session would be the final session of the state assembly as the assembly elections will be held in October-November this year. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Vijay Kumar Chaudhary said the government was fully prepared to respond to every issue raised by the opposition. Meanwhile, Assembly Speaker Nand Kishore Yadav has appealed to the opposition to cooperate in the smooth functioning of the House. The monsoon session of the Goa Legislative Assembly will begin today and will continue till August 8th. The session is expected to be a crucial one with key issues related to governance, development and public welfare likely to be raised and debated extensively. Government will introduce 16 bills in the Assembly and 15 private member resolutions will be discussed. A large number of Kavariyas have reached Haridwar as the Kavar Yatra enters its final stage with the city packed with devotees gathering to collect holy Ganga water for offering to Lord Shiva. Number of dark Kavariyas, those who return quickly after collecting water is increasing and police have implemented a traffic plan to manage the swelling crowds. So far, over 2.5 crore Kavariyas have already left for their destinations with the water. International Monetary Fund, IMF, says India leads the world in fast payments with UPI recording 18.39 billion transactions worth over 24 lakh crore rupees in June this year. According to a recent IMF note titled Growing Retail Digital Payments, the value of interoperability, UPI has revolutionized India's payment ecosystem. In FIDE Women's Chess World Cup 2025, Kuneru Hampu created history by becoming the first ever Indian woman to reach the semi-finals in Batumi, Georgia. Hampi beat China's Song Yu Shin in the quarterfinals. Meanwhile, Divya Deshmukh and Harika Dronavalli will play tie breaks to decide the winner of the All Indian quarterfinal clash today. The quarterfinal tie breaks will start from 4:35 p.m. IST. And in wrestling, under 23 Asian champion Sumit won the silver medal in the 60 kg Greco-Roman category at the Polyak Imre Enverga Janos Memorial 2025 wrestling tournament in Budapest. Pest Hungary yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.